What's up, guys? How are you? Happy Friday. Welcome in to another episode of the Daily Juice Podcast with me, Matt Perrault at Sports Talk. Matt, to follow me on all socials. This podcast being brought to you by OmahaSteaks.com. Promo code is juice in the search bar. That's where you go to activate the savings, over 60% savings, to knock it off with OmahaSteaks.com. They're hotter than fire grill pack available with a ton of food, less than $100. Plus 12 free Omaha Steak burgers as well from our friends at omahasteaks.com. Okay, so an 0-3 night last night. Bad, bad, bad. Okay, no goals got scored at all. I mean, it was technically, 0-0. We wanted 1-1. We got 0-0 out of Canada and Nigeria. I knew the WNBA game was going to come down to one possession. I just had a gut feeling. It fell 16. Vegas won by 16. They covered the first half number. So if you bet the first half, you got there. I mean, it was closing up by 11, I think. First half number was 9.5, I think, about what I saw. Didn't play it. I played the full game, and it closed at 16.5. They won by 16, so it knocked out every number. If you bet under, every number won. If you bet over, nothing won. 16.5, 7, 17, 18, all of it did not come in. So, bummer there. And then on baseball, I thought the first five was 1-0 A's, who then lost the game. Because that's what the A's do. They can't do what we need them to do. I don't know what the heck that was with the Astros offense. It came to life in the sixth inning and they won the game. And they won on the run line on top of that. But the under did come in for that game. So not good. We go from 5-4 to 5-7 on the week. Not good. Losing week going so far as we head towards the weekend. Now, I have a bet I've already placed for today. So I've got two Major League Baseball bets for you guys. In the Discord channel, I told you I took Jordan Spieth second round head-to-head against Matthew Fitzpatrick. Matthew Fitzpatrick has been an absolute mess. And I mean a mess on the PGA Tour. Much like Justin Thomas, who I think you could also fade here today. But JT's not going to make the cut. So I should have faded him for the tournament like we did in the US Open. Missed opportunity by there for me. But Jordan Spieth is playing really well. It's minus 125 at the Superbook here in Las Vegas. I took it for 1.25 units to win one unit. The reason is, one, Fitzpatrick's a mess, but two, Jordan Spieth putts really well on slower greens. These greens are at about a 10 on the stint meter. Now, most US Opens, most Masters, they're at 13, 14 on the stint meter, okay? The reason it's at 10 is because normally the wind is howling. Well, the weather is not supposed to be so bad at Royal Liverpool here today. Now, Saturday, Sunday, different story. But the weather for Friday, not too bad. This is a 9 a.m., I believe, tee time, East Coast time, and a 6 a.m. West Coast time. So you probably should be able to get in on this. If you haven't, if you're listening to this early in the morning, you could get down on this. Matthew Fitzpatrick to lose a head-to-head to Jordan Spieth, minus 125. I know the Superbook has it. I know Bet Rivers has it. I know there's some other places in other parts of the world who have that matchup. Jordan Spieth over Matthew Fitzpatrick, 1.25 units. We're going with that here in round number two. So a little breakfast sweat for us here in the morning on the West Coast and for you guys on the East Coast. That's play number one here today for the Open Championship. Now, two baseball bets. The Red Sox are taking on the Mets. This is more of a trend bet for me, okay? Cody Senga for the Mets has lost 4 of 5 starts. He's pitched well. Not been his fault. It's been the bullpen, however. 5-1, 5-2, 5-1, 5-3. The last four games, all losses. They did beat the Diamondbacks 2-1, but he's only given up 1-1, 2-2, and 4 earned runs over his last 5 starts. This is not really his fault, but the teams just lose the games that he is pitching. On the road, 3.97 ERA for Senga. 4-3 record, though, a 231 opposing batting average. And what's funny is that even though the numbers aren't great for Cutter Crawford, the Red Sox have done a really nice job of winning the last 3 starts with Cutter Crawford on the mound. 4 of the last 5, 11-5, 10-6, 7-6, and then 10-4 against the Twins. He did lose back on the 25th of June to the White Sox in a 4-1 final, but 0 earned runs, 3 earned runs, 2 earned runs over his last 3 starts. And at home, Cutter Crawford has been touched up pretty badly, 5.60 ERA, 257 opposing batting average. But in the month of July, he's a 287 ERA with a 2-0 record. Red Sox money line at home to beat the Mets is only minus 120. We're going to jump into this. After the Red Sox losing to the A's, they come back home here to take on the Mets. Red Sox have been a very good team at home this season. Not so great on the road, but offensively, they are much better at home. A lot of people in Boston are ticked off. They lost 2 out of 3. Red Sox are 26-22 this year at Fenway Park straight up. The Mets are 22-29 on the road. Red Sox money line, minus 120, 1.2 units down on that. Next, the Orioles currently have a 3-game lead in the loss column against Tampa Bay. This is a monster game for them against the Orioles here, and they've got the guy on the mound that they want pitching, okay? Kyle Bradish going for the Orioles. He's been very, very good. More on him in a second. But Zach Eflin is 9-1 at home this year for the Rays. 2.34 ERA, opposing batting average of 2.04. He's been tremendous at home. Last time out at home, 10-4 win against the Braves. Only 2 earned runs. Then a 3-1 loss to the Phillies, giving up 2 earned runs, 3-2 win over Arizona on the road, 11-3 win over the KC Royals. He gave up 3 earned runs in that one. I'm more interested. I think the under is a decent play. Under 8, probably a good play. Money line's a little expensive. Run line, I wouldn't bet. This could be a 1-run game really easily. It was a 4-3 win yesterday for Baltimore. Tampa was threatening in the bottom of the 10th, and they couldn't get anybody home. But it has more to do for me. This has more to do with who is throwing for Tampa. For Baltimore. Kyle Bradish on the road this year. He's pitched pretty well. Okay. Pitched pretty well. 3.83 ERA, 3-1 record, 2.62 opposing batting average. Month of July, a 0.47 ERA, 2-1 record, 186 opposing batting average. He's been tremendous. 1 earned run in 19 1/3 worth of work. However, it's interesting because when the bullpen, 5-4 win against Miami, okay, 4 runs being scored, 14-1 win over the Yankees, 1-0 win over the Twins. But here is Tampa with a 5.52 average runs per home game mark, one of the best in Major League Baseball. They're still the best home team to the over in Major League Baseball. Orioles are the best road team to the over in Major League Baseball. Maybe call it a gut play, maybe call it a feel a little bit, but I like the team total for Tampa. It's 4. I need 4 runs for the Tampa Bay Rays. It's minus 130 at FanDuel. I think the Rays are going to score 4 runs here tonight. I think the Rays offense is going to be clicking here tonight, even against Bradish, and maybe not against Bradish. The bullpen got used up a lot for the Orioles. You could see some late game scoring here for Tampa Bay. I think their offense is going to, I like Tampa to win the game tonight. I think Tampa does beat the Orioles here, but I'm a little bit gun shy on it. I think the under 8, it's minus 118. I don't mind that play, but laying the 164 on the money line, don't like it. It's probably a 1-run. It's probably a 5-4 type game here, you know, in terms of a win. 4-3 gets us a push for Tampa. I think they win. I think it goes under, but I'm going to go ahead and bet the team total 4 minus 130 because of the push potential we have with the Rays if they score 4 runs. Tampa team total 4. Over 4, minus 130 for 1.3 units. All right. 3 bets in play, 1 for the Open Championship, 2 in Major League Baseball. Spieth over Fitzpatrick at minus 125, second round head-to-head. Red Sox money line against the Mets, minus 120. Team total Rays over 4 at minus 130 against the Orioles here today for a Friday. My name is Matt Peralta. You guys can follow me on socials at Sports Talk Matt every single morning. It is the Daily Juice Podcast being brought to you by OmahaSteaks.com.